at Wednesday night's public forum at the county legislature. Troy residents Nora McDowell and Alexander Ferrer spoke out against the proposed 287G funding application that Sheriff Patrick Russo had sought from the Department of Homeland Security. Under the arrangement, Rensselaer County would be the first in New York State to collaborate with federal ICE agents. After the forum, WOC reporter Dan Pfeiffer spoke to County Legislator Peter Grimm.
My name is Nora Higgins McDowell, and I am a resident of Rensselaer County. Along with my husband, Ton Wing, and my children, Irene and Rufus Wing McDowell, who are second generation in this country. My husband came to this country with the fall of Saigon as an immigrant from Vietnam. In the midst of a war, in the midst of fear of immigrants, there were wonderful people who helped his family of two adults and six children. This country is blessed because those people helped my husband, his five siblings, and his parents. Folks, we need to be welcoming in Troy. We need to be welcoming in Rensselaer County. We do not want 287G. We do not want me to worry that my husband has to make sure his passport is in order, because it might be hard to prove that he is a citizen. It's white privilege that I don't have to worry about getting picked up. I've had friends who've gotten picked up, been in this country 30 years, worked on Troy houses, built our community. Our immigration system is broken. It's broken so bad that we can't even pass a federal budget. My colleagues, my neighbors, the restaurants I love to go to, the food I eat that is picked in Rensselaer County and comes to the farmer's market. Those are the people being targeted by this. Those are the people who may get caught up in a dragnet. It matters in the city of Troy. It matters in rural and suburban Rensselaer County. That is why I'm asking you to say no to 87G. We don't say why people joined the Nazi party around the time in Germany. We don't say whether they were good Nazis or just worried about their job or just trying to figure out a way to fill a prison that's too big for the people who actually live in this city. We call them Nazis. We're at that time in our period of history. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my kids that were at that time. But we are at that time, and we have to make those kind of decisions. And we have to put the brakes on fascism wherever we can, and especially in our local communities in our county. So that is why I, Nora McDowell, mother of Irene and Rufus Wing McDowell, say no to 87G. And that is why many of my neighbors are here, trudging through the snow. Because the local is where the neighborhoods are, is where the people are connected to each other, and we have to take care of each other.
Thank you, Ms. McDowell.
My name is Alexander Ferrer, and I just wanted to briefly say that my father fought for this country in the armed forces. His brothers fought for this country in the armed forces. Most of my cousins fought in the Army or the Marines for this country. And a lot of them fought alongside Mexican Americans and Dominican Americans and Cuban Americans and a lot of diverse people. And that's the way that it should be. And that's what makes America special. And when you have a president that is talking the way he is, making racial slurs left and right, and deporting the other day a gentleman that was here at 50 years of age and was here since he was 10 years old, has no criminal record whatsoever, has a family, has a wife, and you deport him, you send a very clear message that government can't be trusted and that bigotry is on the increase. And that is not America. And that should never be America. Everyone is important and everyone adds to this country. And the sheriff's office should not be involved in ICE. We already have the president holding the Dreamers hostage. We don't need to be involved in his nonsense. And we don't need to be involved in supporting a president that fires the FBI director and tries to fire the other one that thinks he's above the law. He's saying, look at these people, pay attention to these people, let's get rid of these people. But if anybody looks at me, I want them fired. America was not founded on one person is bigger than the country. We need to basically support our neighbors. God said, respect our neighbors, welcome our neighbors, work with our neighbors. They want to work with us. And it is a humongous stereotype to put them in the context of this president in terms of they're all criminals. That is nonsense. That is nonsense. We would have deported all Italian people who said they're all in the mob. But we don't say that because we know it's not true. It's also not true that all of these people come here and are part of some type of gang. They come here to work. They come here to get a good education and to help their families out to the very best of their ability. And they're also doctors, lawyers, teachers, and there are in our military right now. Even if they're not citizens, some of them are serving in our armed forces.
One more minute.
So we need to really rethink this and put this on Trump and not on the citizens of Rensselaer County to be part of this movement that basically stereotypes people and creates a hostile environment for our city. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
What are the options for preventing this from happening, if any?
Well, where we are right now is it hasn't happened. It's still in the application process. All right, the sheriff has signed off on it. He has sent it to ICE or to the feds, and they have not approved the application yet. That could happen tomorrow. Could happen a month from now. You know, I don't know what the process is on the federal level. If it happens, then we take a different step. Then we have to urge him to stop it. He can stop it at any time. Even if it's put in place, it can be stopped. So, I mean, this is great enthusiasm tonight. I mean, if that continues, I don't know if he's going to ever have a public hearing on this. You know, and we don't have the jurisdiction to tell him he can't do this. He's elected by the people as we are. So, and he has the right to manage his department as he does. And I think he does a fine job. I hate to see that he's doing this, but, you know, this is what happens. I mean, if we had a lot of people here tonight, maybe the majority would have had a different response. But this failed in committee today. Mm. The resolution that's supposed to go to the floor Tuesday for a vote failed in committee.
Why? And also, why vote before the hearing where public sentiment is expressed?
Committee is where the resolutions for all the bills that have been drafted go to. Okay, and everything is broken down into committees. There's environmental, there's education, there's, you know, budget and rules and so on and so forth. But what happens in those committees are that it has to pass there to get to the floor. Now, tonight, if there have been enough people here that influenced the other side, the chairman could bring that back Tuesday night. But he's the only one that can bring it back on Tuesday night, as we call a late file.
That was a recording of part of the public forum at the county legislature this past Wednesday. Troy residents spoke out about the proposed 287G funding application that Sheriff Patrick Russo has sought from the Department of Homeland Security.